Did your dad resume his dental practice?
He came back. Actually, his brother from McKeesport came and covered for him while he was in the service. And
what did he do with his practice?
Well, he just would come in a couple of days a week.
Oh, I see. He divided his time.
Yeah, and in fact, even after my dad came back, the brother had made some other contacts, so he still came back. So in effect, he and Dad were competing for a while.
Yeah.
But it was never it didn't seem like the right thing. But it didn't. They didn't get mad at each other, or and eventually my uncle then went back to McKeesport and devoted himself to that full time. But he had, I guess, some patients who wanted him because
they. In a way, your dad was fortunate because his practice didn't go to pot.
All right. Well, that's the way. But his older brother, I told you, was also a dentist. He came in and he sort of kept it up. He would drive into Uniontown and kept the practice going.
I would presume that your dad found it very satisfying to be in the Army as a dentist.
I think he enjoyed that experience. But I told you, he was a patriot, too. I mean, he wouldn't have had it any other way. I mean, this is the guy that had to make himself better so he could go to the service. But, you know, that was the good war.
Yes. Everyone
wanted to do what they could do. Yeah, and I, of course, was too young. And
now, you went to high school in Texas?
Well, for 2 years. I went to junior high 1 year, and then I went to the senior high.
So you were there
2 years. 2 years, yes, the 9th and 10th grade.
Oh, so you had to come back here to finish.
Right. So I finished. I came back as a junior at Uniontown Senior High School. Mm-hmm. And I was there for my junior year and my senior year. And I did well. I was on the National Honor Society, and I got involved as a sports editor of the newspaper. I wasn't much of an athlete myself, but I wrote a column called Capsules by Kaplan. Yeah, you know, so you and
did you keep copies of it?
I probably have them somewhere. I hope so. I probably not, but I'm sure they're in the archives of the high school somewhere, if they kept copies of them.
Now, when you came back and started into the 11th grade,
right?
Were these the same group that you left?
A lot of the kids, some of the kids were there that I actually went to elementary school with and junior high school with. Because I'd gone to junior high school for 7th and 8th grade, as well as in Uniontown. I went all the way through. And there were some new kids because being a high school, kids came in from other elementary schools.
Right.
And I said I wasn't an athlete. I did play basketball for Tree of Life Synagogue.
Had a gym?
No. They had a team. And we had what they call the church league at the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
And the YMCA. A lot of our friends, of course, played on different teams. And there's a very large Syrian population in Uniontown. Per capita, they supposedly had more Lebanese in that town than Beirut. But there was a big Lebanese group there, and we had a lot of friends, of course, in that group. And they had their own church. There were enough Lebanese and Syrians to be able to support their own church, which, wherever there are, they call it always St. George. That's the name of the church. And so we used to play in the church league every time. And so Tree of Life would play St. George in basketball. And every year we called it the Battle for the Holy Land. And this was before Israel had come along, of course. You know, but, you know, the old... They were, of course, Christians. They weren't Arabs. And they weren't Muslims. Let's put it that way. They were Arabs, but they weren't Muslims. They were Christians. But we were all friends, you know. There wasn't much anti-Semitism, and there was some.
I wondered, too, whether these children that you were friendly with, Lebanese, were probably born here.
Oh, yeah, sure. And probably their parents might have been, too. You know, they were businessmen, used car dealers.
You didn't find, maybe your parents did, but you didn't find coming up against... kids who beat you because you're Jewish.
I remember as a grade school kid having some trouble with some kids. A little, yeah. They'd call you a dirty Jew or something like that. But it, And I remember some trepidation or fear as a younger kid, but later it was never a problem. In fact, even the we didn't have high school fraternities as such, although we had what they called the High Y, which was through the YMCA. There were High Y chapters. There was Alpha High Y, Beta High Y, Gamma High Y, and then the same thing. Then there was Tri High Y, which were the girls. So, in fact, I became president of one of the of Gamma High Y.
So you were a member of the YMCA.
Uh-huh, sure.
But you said they also had a Jewish Community Center.
The Jewish Community Center came along later, after I got out of high school.
Oh, I see.
It came along later.
Weren't there for
no, no, we didn't have that. It was an old estate out of my end of town where I lived, and it came later. Mm-hmm. And they had a ball field there, and there was a league, that their field was one of the fields that would be used. And so I don't remember much anti-Semitism. It was a beautiful little town to be in. It was right at the foot of the summit, you know. And it was down, you know, from Ohio Powell and Fort Necessity, and it was very historic,
yes,
where George Washington had fought this battle at Fort Necessity, and then General Braddock died and was buried there in his during the French and Indian War and the Revolution, you know.
Yeah, sure. So, there was a lot to see.
So there was a lot there, and the Summit Hotel was up there on the mountain, and they, you know, they had developed that to do some skiing and things of that nature. So it was a very, very pleasant place
did
to grow up.
Did whole Jewish families belong to the YMCA there?
No,
nah,
just the kids.
I see.
Yeah, I don't remember the adult. I don't remember my parents being involved in it at all.
You're at the Jewish.
Yeah. Knowing my father, I'm sure he was a contributor to it.
Yeah, right. But there was no reluctance among the Jewish kids to participate in the YMCA.
They all did.
Activity.
No, as I told you, it was the Orthodox congregation that had had the basketball team. So and Boy Scouts. We had a Boy Scout troop at the synagogue also, which I belonged to, Troop 6 in Uniontown. Went away to Boy Scout camp.
Kinds of groups there.
Jewish people. Yeah, I remember the Greenwalds. There were two Greenwald brothers, and they were the ones that sort of ran the troop. Lenny Greenwald? I'm trying to remember, because there's some Greenwalds I met in Pittsburgh subsequently, so there's a tendency to maybe confuse them, and they were probably related, actually. They were probably related. In fact, I think I might have even asked them that at some time. But and you know, a lot of the merchants in town, of course, were Jewish. Yeah, we had a podiatrist. We had opticians. There were physicians, several physicians. Lawyers were Jewish, so there was a pretty broad spectrum. The largest one of the major department stores in town was Kaufman's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with one N, spelt the same way, because there were two big department stores, and one of them was Kaufman's. The biggest furniture stores in town, all of them were Jewish-owned. There's Cohen's, which Cohen family had, and they had a branch in Brownsville and I think someplace else. And Household Furniture Company, which the Lust Houses owned. There was Goldberg's, had a sort of a Arthur Moser-type home decorating kind of facility. There are a lot of dry goods stores that were similarly owned by Jewish families.
Did your synagogue, your temple, have Hebrew school?
Yeah. I went every Tuesday and Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I went to Hebrew school. I started in second grade, I think. Third grade. We always had a rabbi.
The rabbi was the teacher?
And he was the teacher, too.
I see. So you didn't have...
He was the Malamed as well.
I see. So you went Tuesday and Thursdays, not Sundays?
Well, we had a Sunday school. Oh, we had a Sunday school. In fact, when I was older and in high school, I even taught Sunday school.
But the Hebrew school was taken care of by the rabbi.
Right.
Did they have bar mitzvahs at temple?
Yes, we did.
They did.
We did. In fact, the interesting thing was when my dad was going into the service in 1942, we thought he was going to be going in very quickly, and we got permission to move my bar mitzvah up. My bar mitzvah would have been in August, but we had it in June. Yeah, so he'd be there, and I'd be able to have my. So in June of 1941, I had my bar mitzvah at Temple Israel.
Was this par for the course in terms of the Jewish community who belonged to Temple that all their kids would be?
Yeah, they'd all be bar mitzvah, right? Never, no such thing as a bat mitzvah.
No, well, that's much later.
No such thing. We had confirmations. In fact, I was confirmed while I was in. I was in the army. While we were living with my dad in Austin, Texas. We had a six-person confirmation class in Austin. Of course, Austin was much larger then.
I see. You went there.
Yeah, so I went. I belonged to the temple in Austin.
Now, when you were
Agudas Achim.
Agudas
Achim. Right. Uh-huh.
Congregation.
Yeah.
When you went to your temple, and did you have Hebrew classes aside from preparing for bar mitzvah? Just to learn?
No. I got special training then for my bar mitzvah, and I'd work with the rabbi on that as well.
I see. Individually.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They didn't have class groups?
No.
At the temple?
No. There weren't enough of us.
That's what I wondered.
And so each of us was individually trained. Mm-hmm. You know, in the Reform, I know I didn't learn to chant anything.
No, it was just reading.
Yeah.
You didn't know the chant.
No. In fact, the Haftarah, we didn't do any Haftarah. We did the Torah itself. Oh, read from the Torah, but we didn't have the Haftarah was in English, I guess, or whatever. In fact, I never did learn the blessings over the Haftarah.
You didn't.
Over the prophetic portions.
You could read the Hebrew.
Yeah. Right.
Now, at the conservative
congregation, Tree of Life.
One that was both tended to Orthodox, I presume. At that place, did they have a bigger congregation than yours?
Yeah. I think the Tree of Life is a bigger congregation than the temple. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The shul.
Did they get together, since they were both not great big places anyhow? Were there combined activities?
Well, obviously the Jewish Community Center was the result of that. And that did happen.
But when you were growing up, you don't remember your...
No. The two congregations never got together to do a joint function. But all of us... I always went to the synagogue functions. I mean, the AZA chapter that I ultimately belonged to in high school and we formed met there. And of course, with AZA, we had a basketball team, and which was basically the same team that played for the synagogue. And we would travel to the different meetings, and you know, that's how I met people in McKeesport and New Kensington and Washington, Pennsylvania, and Wheeling and Altoona.
You had what did they call it in the Reformed Temple? Of the youth groups.
No, we did not have a PAFTI. We did not have a PAFTI. If we did, we didn't form it. We had two things. We had Young Judea, mm-hmm. which I don't remember being very active in. Mm-hmm. And there was an older group called Masada, which were the and that I remember being more before the war. And so it was AZA, and the girls had Junior Hadassah. And and they'd have parties and things that happened at the synagogue and so forth. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. When you went to Texas, you joined the temple there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you went, did you go on with your Hebrew education, or that was the end?
I studied for Hebrew, but I studied for confirmation.
I see, but not Hebrew.
No.
Mm-hmm. So So it was similar to your own temple.
Right.
The Union Temple.
Right. It was interesting because I had never been back to Austin. And I remember there were six of us in our confirmation class. Two of us were fellows and four women. Four girls. I don't remember any of the girls, but I remember the guy. His name was Raymond Burston, I remember. R-A-M-O-N. Raymond. I said to my daughter, who was going to visit some friends that they had met on their honeymoon, they were invited to a party at Austin. I said, you got to find out if Raymond Burston is still... And sure enough, she looked him up. He was there. We never did communicate with each other, but yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Were there services regularly? Were your parents active in terms of the services?
Uh-huh.
I mean, was it
Yeah, we always had Friday night services in Uniontown.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Except in summer. No Saturday morning services.
Because your father came from an Orthodox background.
Yeah. Yeah, but... yeah, and we had home rituals. I mean, we lit candles on Friday night, and we did the whole Hanukkah. We did the whole Hanukkah bit. She came from an Orthodox family too.
Oh, she did.
Sure.
But did they keep kosher?
They did in their homes. Yeah, when I go to visit with Grandma in Washington, PA, she kept kosher. She had two sets of dishes. They had a kosher butcher shop in Washington, PA, as we did in Uniontown.
Yes, I know.
We had one in Uniontown, too.
I just wondered if your parents kept it at your home.
No.
They didn't keep kosher. Mm-mm. I see. But your grandparents did.
Right.
So you knew of it.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, I knew from kosher. Mm-hmm. And the two sets of dishes, and then the two sets of dishes for Passover. Yeah, the whole works. The chametz, all that stuff.
I just wanted to ask one question.
Go ahead.
How did your grandparents react to the fact that your parents then became Reformed, or that they didn't eat?
That was never an issue that I knew anything about. Never got anything like.
Your parents ate at your home?
They had to have, but I don't remember it happening. I don't remember it very much. I don't remember their coming there. And I don't remember going out with them to eat or anything. I don't have any recollections like that. I don't have any recollections. I know when we went out with my grandfather, especially when we were on our honeymoons together, and I know we had dinner at one of the restaurants, and that wasn't an issue. Whether he ordered fish rather than meat, I don't remember. Yeah, he could have done that. I think he was somewhat conscious of that, but I don't remember I don't think we were very good dietary Jews.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an issue.
No.
And among the friends that you made in your younger years and while you were still in Uniontown, were they mostly Jews or was it a mixed group?
They were mostly Jews. In fact, I sort of while we were few, I sort of felt I had an obligation because there weren't too many Jewish kids to date Jewish girls. But not entirely. There were a few girls that I dated that were not Jewish. But for the most part, in fact, my best girlfriend I really met when I was a junior in high school when I'd come back. And she was a senior. Which is pretty unusual in high school, but I was a tall kid, pretty mature, and we had a very nice relationship. It was during that time I also met Cynthia Cooper from Williamsport, but my girlfriend was B.D. Labowitz. Her father was a butcher. Not kosher butcher, but he ran a big butcher shop. I mean, really a big, I forget the name of it. Didn't bear the family name. And she had two sisters, one older and one younger.
Saw each other.
Yeah, we'd see each other socially, yeah. And we knew then the kids would come in from Connellsville and Brownsville, as would some of the guys. Well, the Davidsons were in Cottlesville. They had the exclusive ladies' store there. Right. Harry Davidson, the older brother, ended up marrying my cousin, mm-hmm. Ruth Kaplan from McKeesport, whose father was the dentist. And we're still very close.
Yeah, right.
In fact, Ruth and Harry are very serious members now of Temple Sinai here in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And my cousin Jimmy and his wife, Marcia, having been a Pittsburgher originally, she was a Goldstein, and Jimmy met, I guess, at CMU, because they were music majors. Mm-hmm. And they went to Beaver County, and that's where he was the head of the band at one of the high schools there, and then eventually they had a music store, and she was a piano teacher and so forth. And in fact, they just... We keep in touch with them, and they belong to Temple Sinai now, and they commute from Beaver.
So they really like it there.
Yeah, and it's a small world. And Harry's younger brother, Israel, who was Ib, was my age, and we were really good friends during high school. He'd come in from and. And it was in Pittsburgh, and he was disabled. He got MS or one of those kinds of debilitating diseases, and I just didn't see a lot of him here in Pittsburgh, and I always felt a little guilty about that. And so I'm sitting at Yisker services at Yom Kippur, and I hear his name read off. I didn't even know he had died. He died evidently when we were out of town, and no one told us. I came home. I called up my cousin, Ruth and Harry. I says, I had no idea. How come you never told us? Or we never, because they never talked about them. Never talked. So I sat down and wrote his wife, Georgia, a note. But it was sad. And 2 years ago, we had another friend who was not Jewish, although his father was. His name was Ed Smigelski. Ed had transferred in about the same time I did.
Right.
And they had been in Charleroi. And his father came to run a business in town. But he was brought up as a Methodist. But we became very good friends, anyhow. And he changed his name to Smith when he graduated.
Yeah. I don't get any sense that, at least in Uniontown, in the groups that you were with your other boys, You don't convey any feeling that there was irritation, conflict between Jew and non-Jew among the boys that you went with.
No, I didn't feel that. I didn't run around in a crowd with...
but you went to school with them.
Yeah, oh, sure. And I was active in a lot of organizations with them. The school newspaper, the dramatics group. Was very active in the dramatics group, and had a lot of friends in that.
Were your teachers Jewish? Or no?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think there may have been a couple of Jewish teachers in the system, but for the most part, they were not Jewish.
Okay, so when you got back to Uniontown, you finished high school.
Yep.
Did you go right on to...
college.
University of Pennsylvania,
right, in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's my hometown.
Okay.
Did you choose it for a special reason? Other than that it's a good...
Well, I knew it was a good school. Mm-hmm. I also knew that as a Pennsylvanian, I could probably get a scholarship, maybe, mm-hmm. to go there. They gave out what they called senatorial scholarships in those days. And my dad was sort of politically connected and knew
good.
A number of people.
Did you
get one?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, I got it for there and I got it for law school, too.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe you would have come to Pitt.
I came back to Pitt to go to law school.
No, I mean for undergraduate.
I was accepted at Pitt and prepared to go and had a roommate all picked up. Howard Harris, who was from Connellsville and who I knew through, eventually I didn't go, and Howard ended up marrying another one of the Davidson girls, Searle, who I dated in high school. So, you know, the small town, there weren't a lot to go around. It wasn't incestuous, but so I was accepted to go to Pitt, and we went up to Penn. I just thought it might be sort of interesting to get a little further away. Mm-hmm. Strong ties were always to Pitt. My dad was a Pitt graduate. My mother had gone to college 1 year at Syracuse, and she'd fallen on the ice and broke her tailbone, and she came back, and so she didn't go back. She went to Washington Seminary, I think, that's where she went to high school, kind of thing. Washington Seminary was a girls' school in Washington, PA.
Oh.
That was a high school. In fact, I went there for 6 weeks. They took male kids. When my brother was born, my mother decided to go home to have the baby. She went back to Washington, had the baby in the Washington hospital. And evidently, she
that
must
was
have...
from Uniontown?
Yeah, to Washington, yeah. So I actually lived... Yeah, and her mother was there, and we lived in her mother's house for 6 weeks. I remember getting measles while I was there. I had to get excused from school, and I was in first grade then.
Oh, so it was okay. You could
get excused. Yeah, I was in first grade.
But your mother felt more comfortable in watching.
I really didn't want to leave because they were going to have their Christmas pageant, and I was going to be Santa Claus. So they couldn't treat Jewish kids too badly if they were willing to make one of them Santa Claus. Why I remember that, I'm not sure, I couldn't stay. Mm-hmm. My brother was born in February, and we went up there. It was before December was over, I remember. And
did you know when you started Penn that you were interested in law, or was it?
No, I wanted to be a doctor. That's what I thought, and I went in as a pre-med. And in the middle of my sophomore year, I decided I would take an examination to see what I thought I should really be when I grow up. And the main thing that they thought I would be the best at would be an executive director of a YMCA. I guess a YMHA could be working there as well. I don't think the test was set up to come up with that with a YMHA. Yeah. Well, and that my orientation was towards social work and that kind of thing. I rated pretty high in law. I was like, but it was obvious.
Well, with people, evidently. That's
maybe
why
you're. Maybe so.
Test results didn't
have that. Yeah. My science subjects, I just didn't do real great in. And I wasn't going to kid myself, because in those days, there was a 10% Jewish quota at all of the medical schools. Now, at Penn, which was really liberal, they took 20%. And I just knew that the likelihood of my ever getting into medical school was so slim, I shouldn't kid myself. So...
You were a practical thinker.
Yeah, well,
most kids don't think about that. They just think that's what I want
in
them.
Yeah, I had taken physics, because, I mean, I'd taken organic chemistry and regular chemistry, and I just didn't do real well. And physics I did fairly well. And it turned out, when I decided to go into law, and as I look back on it later, my physics, which I did pretty well in. I'm not sure I got an A, but it was supposed to be a tough course, and I know I got at least a high B, and it taught me to reason, because you did it mathematically. You know, if this is this, these theorems, you know, if this is such and such and such, then such and such, you know, and it was a sort of a logical kind of thing that was precise, because it was with numbers. But that kind of logic and thinking and so forth was probably my best pre-law course.
Good.
from a thinking standpoint. But it was in physics, and I decided I'd go into pre-law then. By the end of my sophomore year, I switched to pre-law then. Yes, you know, I you're a Jewish boy, and you're taught be your own boss. Don't count on those mumsers to employ you or getting ahead in the organization. And I certainly wasn't thinking about being an engineer or an architect. And all those things were available at Penn.
Oh, yes.
I mean, because...
Were you active in any groups there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I joined a fraternity eventually, same fraternity my father had. I was a Pi Lambda Phi. And although I had pledged originally, I was going to pledge Phi Ep because all of my friends were at Phi Ep. But I felt this strong tie of wanting to be my father's brother. and I like a number of the other people there. So.